You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Cameron Jerome to score and Norwich to win is 6-1. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win in the betting at 7-2. Derek, serious concerns now about Norwich following their 2-0 loss at Watford last weekend. They've only got one win in their last 10 matches in the Premier League. I saw an interview with Alex Neil after the match and he remains upbeat. There has to be doubts about them, though, now. They've only got 13 points after 15 games, Norwich.
Yeah, and you know, that was a chance for them to get at least a point on the board last week, wasn't it, that visit to Watford? I mean, that was a game that should have been within their compass, but they bowed out tamely. And they're meeting an Everton side who, if you look on paper, a 1-1 draw at home to Crystal Palace doesn't look that great. But I was so impressed with Everton on Monday night. I thought they were sensational. I know that sounds daft after a 1-1 home draw, but they made Crystal Palace look second rate, and we all know they're not, especially on the road. That was a tremendous performance by Everton, and there comes a time and you know point in the season when you think I'm going to follow this team. This team is better than the bookies think, and Everton fall right under that category. I think 6-4 is an absolute gift here. They've only got to play half as well as they did against Palace, and they'll walk this game. I think 6-4. I don't even think it'll last that long.
6-4 Everton. Do look at that enhanced odds offer as well here. Lukaku to score and Everton to win 7-2, Derek. He's got 9 in 9 Premier League matches. He looks good as well.
Well, he did. I mean, to be honest, I've always had my doubts about Lukaku. I know he's got a great goal scoring record, but I look at him and think, what else does he do?
That means nothing to you, does it?
No, no.
A great goal scorer.
Well, you know that.
Messi's anonymous at times in games, isn't he?
Well, I have to say, he did everything right the other night, Lukaku. I mean, he hit the woodwork about 3 times as well, didn't he? Yeah, he looked the real deal. And Everton did, to be honest. It didn't look like a weakness in their team. I thought it was sensational.
Yeah, Everton, Derek's pick here at 6-4. Lee, Lukaku has looked fantastic recently. Norwich haven't looked fantastic. They've only got 3 goals in their last 6 Premier League matches, in fact, at Norwich. Everton, Derek's pick. Are you rowing in with Mr. McGovern here?
No, I think Derek might be just catching Norwich wrong here, because last week, obviously, was it in at Norwich to beat Watford?
Yeah.
I think
you had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know.
He loves rubbing salt into your wounds, Derek, every single week.
Name of the game. If Derek can remember mine, he can rub salt into mine as well. But, I mean, I think it'll have been a little bit harsh on them. I mean, the 1-1 draw against Arsenal, I thought they were good in that game. I thought they did what they needed to do. They were defensively sound. They didn't go mad. They kind of tried to control the game as much as they could without giving Arsenal the opportunity to really, kind of get behind them, if you like, and hit them too much on the counter. So I was impressed by that. Yeah, they're not scoring that many goals and they're not doing brilliantly. They've got 13 points from 15 games, but you could argue that's probably bang on cue for them, because you know what more would they have expected? They limited Arsenal to 2 shots on target in that game. So I think they're better than you two are giving them credit for. Look at Everton's away form. You know, let's have a look at how many games they've won in this season in the Premier League. 2. They beat Southampton 3-0 start of the season, which is a brilliant result. 0-0 at Tottenham. 0-0 at Swansea. They beat West Brom 3-2 with that late winner from Lukaku. Lost to Arsenal 2-1. Drew with West Ham. Drew 3-3 with Bournemouth. I mean, you know, a team like Everton 2-0 up after 36 minutes and then winning in stoppage time. You shouldn't be chucking two leads away like that, in my opinion. So I think Norwich can get something out of this. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. I'm looking at another 1-1 draw, but I'll just play the draw at 23-10. I think that's I like that. It's a nice price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.